Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, 613, good morning, happy Friday. Where's Laura? She's probably stuck at the gym. She's doing this 5 a.m. workout thing. And then she like busts a hump to get here, you know, and then she shows up all sweaty. It's crazy. But it's what you do when you want to be in shape. You find time to do it. And if you're busy after work or during work, you know, you just got to find the time. Or you just make an excuse for not getting in shape. I found this early this morning. Oh, look who's here. She just snuck in from the gym.
Whoopsie daisies.
You don't look like you're in gym clothes, though. You look nice. And Matt, the news guy's dressed up way too nice. What the hell's going on around here? Nobody gave me the memo that I had to dress up.
You don't have
nice
to dress
today.
Up.
It's There's dressed no down Friday. Up. I'm dressed like I'm going to the gym.
I like it.
But I'm not going to
you're
the gym.
You're a Vision in blue Under Armour.
There you go. Here are the reasons why we don't, well, top excuses for not getting in shape. Number one, unhealthy foods are just too tempting.
There it is.
Yeah, pizza and all that, yeah. Number two, a lack of motivation, you think? Number three, I don't have enough time to exercise. Hey, if Laura could get up at 4 a.m. and be at the gym by 5 and then be on the radio by 6.
This week I failed at that, but I worked out in the afternoons. It's all good. I did one day this week.
Number four, I can't resist the treats and desserts around the holidays. Okay, there's a holiday like almost every week. Come on now. Christmas maybe, but the rest of the year, come on. Here's a good number five. There's just not enough time to make healthy meals. Wow.
There are 1,001 meal kits out there now where you can have healthy delivered to your doorstep. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Number six, I have a quote, treat yourself mentality. Number seven, you can't blame yourself. You got to blame the other, right? Number seven, my significant other buys too much junk food. All right, they buy it. You don't have to eat it. Come on now. Number eight, my coworkers bring unhealthy food to share at work.
Hey, guess what I have today?
What do you have today?
The good butter.
Oh, that homemade organic butter.
The good butter.
There you go, for toast. All right, number nine, blame it on your family. My family doesn't want to eat healthy. Oh, so you don't either. Okay, good. And finally, number 10, my significant other makes food that isn't good for me. Why do we keep blaming the significant other?
Excuses.
Yeah, I got an ex-wife. She weighed about 97 pounds. I couldn't blame her for anything. I'm just saying.
There it is.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator. That's
another one. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX with Late Night TV.
We got this. According to a new study, we could help slow down the effects of climate change by using flying cars. And if you think that's a good idea, think about the worst Uber driver you've ever had and imagine them driving a plane.
94KX, learning to fly with the Foo Fighters. Laura Good may or may not have been flying to work this morning.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You break any records?
No, here's the thing.
Did you hear the sonic boom?
No.
No?
No, okay. I fell asleep before I set my alarm. We're just going to call a spade a spade.
And you just shouldn't do that.
Nope.
But you got here.
And then
good.
The husband fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, and that's not a good thing either.
Nope. So then I woke him up. I was like, hey, it's 5:15. He's like, what are you still doing here? I go, exactly.
Fly!
No, I didn't, though, because I get nervous. Fly. I get nervous about the deer in the morning.
I don't. I drive as fast as I can.
Tom.
I don't care what gets in my way.
No, I didn't. I did no more than 5 over the speed limit. And plus, I have the Murfsters with me, and I wouldn't want to get in an accident with him in the car.
No.
Okay. He's like my baby.
I just let him take over. So here, you take the wheel, bud.
Oh, boy.
Are you excited about this Game of Thrones crap? We were talking about it earlier this morning.
It's not crap, Tom.
Listen.
Watch yourself.
Jimmy Fallon made a joke last night that there's only 5 people in the world that have never seen
this
show.
You're one of them.
News guy Matt is number 2, and SportsCenter is number 3. Rob the SportsCenter. Yeah, he's like sci-fi guru. You think he'd be into that?
It's not sci-fi. It's fantasy.
It's all fake.
It's like fantasy.
Well, isn't it the same thing?
Pretty much.
You know?
Yeah.
So Fallon says 5 people in the world aren't watching Game of Thrones, and 3 of them are on this morning show.
In this building.
We got to ask Mark Lawrence.
I'm going to go with Mark Lawrence is not. Maybe all five are right here at Sunbury Broadcasting.
I think we have all five right here.
Probably.
Everybody is so excited about the show.
Yes.
That Fallon sent a man on the street last night to ask people about watching the show. And every time they said Game of Thrones, they mispronounced it. And no one noticed. Listen to this. It's hilarious.
The show starts this Sunday night, the eighth season. How excited are you for Spring of Bones?
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yep.
Spray 12.
Who do you think will be the first character to get killed off on Plaintiff's Guns?
Plaintiff's Guns?
Varys.
Do you think there's any chance that you might go back and rewatch some old episodes of Shame the Clones?
I think I will,
Shame the Clones.
Do you think for the eighth season that you and your friends will have viewing parties for Cajun Groans?
I'm Cajun Groans.
Will the White Walkers be defeated on Shave the Goats?
Shave the Goats?
I hope so.
What would you say your favorite thing is about Stained McClose?
I mean, if you want me to be honest, I feel like Peter Dinklage.
Who do you want to win on Blame Glenn Close?
Oh, I think
Blame Glenn Close.
How do you feel about the ending of Paid to Bone?
I almost feel a little bit sad that we won't get any more after that.
So this Sunday night, do you think you might have some friends over for Grape Nuts and Toast?
Maybe.
I hope you have a great time this Sunday watching Naked Moans.
There you have it. Everybody's watching, no matter what we call it.
Coming to W&L Subaru in Northumberland during the Love Strikes Toys event going on now through April 30th.
We have fine
morning. A big show coming to the Wise Center on the campus of Bucknell. Dreamer Circus tomorrow night. Now, you may not have heard of the band, the trio or whatever, because they're not like a pop sensation. They do like Nordic vibe kind of music. Now, I don't even know how to really explain it other than the fact that it's just totally different. And that's what you come to expect from the Y Center.
Also, right? There's some good-looking Vikings.
Why does it always have to go back to that? But it's funny.
I like Vikings. I like
Norway.
These
guys are very Nordic.
I like Nordic things.
And they combine like an accordion. I don't even... If I explain it, it probably won't work out.
Do you have like a little snippet that we can play?
You could do like a... Okay, there's obviously, it sounds very Celtic, you know, one dude on a violin, but then it just really rips in. Like, the one guy will go from the accordion over to the baby grand piano. I mean, you're gonna hear a lot of really cool stuff. It's breaking up a little bit, but... They are called Dreamers Circus at the Y Center tomorrow night. You could be on our VIP list, though, right?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Let's grab caller number 4 right now at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
April showers bring May.
Good morning, 94KX. 7 o'clock news on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather and a flashback Friday. Flashback to your childhood right now. I was reading this interesting article this morning that listed the top 10 things that we remember most as a kid, our childhood memories. Now, number one has to be Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Christmas, number two has to happen in the summer. Going to the beach.
Yes.
Right? Some people vacation other places, but going to the beach. Number three is going to your grandparents' house. That's kind
of
cool.
I have the best memories of going to my grandma and pop-ups.
Number four, hearing the ice cream truck. Whoa!
Mr. Frosty.
We had Mr. Softy.
Mr. Frosty.
You had Mr. Frosty?
Frosty.
That was Elysburg?
No, Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel?
Elysburg didn't really have an ice cream truck. But the ice cream truck would come around in Mount Carmel. Well, and then Pepe's in Mount Carmel. They make... Pepe's. Oh, yeah.
That's
cool. Yeah. They have Italian ice and they have ice cream. Pepe's is great.
Is Pepe still around?
Oh, yes.
Is it really?
Oh, yes.
What's the road trip out there? Number five memory as a kid, playing in the park. Number six, getting an allowance. I am so old, my allowance was 25 cents a week. That's how old I am.
I
used to get a quarter for doing all my chores.
My mom is away. I wonder if she's listening on the app. I don't know.
You don't remember how much it was?
No, because it didn't necessarily come from my parents. It was always like report card based and came from my grandparents. Or like in the wintertime, if we shoveled the neighborhood driveways in Elysburg, in our development, like Mrs. Cedar across the street would always try to give us money, and it would be too much. Like we were.
But you'd keep it anyway and not tell your parents.
No. We said no because my dad and my mother taught us better. No, you're doing that because she is old. Right. We need to help her and take care of her.
The kids next like door Mrs. to my Kelly, mom Mrs. back Peter. Home shovel the sidewalk since my dad passed. The kids mm-hmm. next door, and my mom always sneaks them money, and they say my mom and dad don't want us to take money. We're doing it to help you, and she always gives them a couple bucks anyway.
Yep.
So that allowance was number six. Buying candy is number seven, probably with your allowance. Number eight, learning to ride a bike. That was a horrifying experience for me because my bike was way too big. So when I fell off, man, it was a long drop. All right, number nine was playing on the playground, which I guess is different than number four, playing at the park.
There were some dangerous pieces of equipment
back in the day.
On the playground.
Oh, back in the day,
oh my
absolutely.
Gosh, like that spin thing.
That merry-go-round thing that was...
But it was all metal.
Yeah.
And it would get hot.
Uh-huh.
And kids would like fly off of it. It was amazing.
Those were the days. Number 10 should probably not be number 10. It should be much higher. But the number 10 sweet childhood memory, getting a pet. There you go.
Oh, I had really good pets growing up.
So did I.
Taffy, our like OG golden retriever, though,
mm-hmm.
She was sassy. She would drag us by our mittens through the yard.
Well, I wonder...
she just always wanted our mittens.
Wonder where she got that sassiness from.
My mom.
Oh, sure.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep. Got a sausage McMuffin with
eggs. Black Friday, 94KX with Tom and Laura in the morning. Here's a flashback for you. See if you remember this.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it? I'm not going to try it. You try it. I'm not going to try it. Let's get Mikey. Yeah. He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
You bring life
back into the 70s and 80s, life cereal was considered good for you, even though it was loaded with sugar and all that stuff. But anyway, open cast calling for the new Mikey.
The new Mikey.
It's going on right now. It's
Mikey,
pretty cool.
He likes it.
Yeah. So if your kid is looks like a big cereal eater, five major cities, their Walmarts will be auditioning live, or you can do your own video online at LifeCastingContest.com. You have until April 27th.
That's cool.
And they're looking for boys and girls. So
awesome.
The new Mikey could be a girl.
That's
which
awesome.
Which would be cool. You have to be between the ages of 4 and 8. So, yeah.
Pretty
cool stuff.
I actually love Life cereal.
Do you still eat it?
I do on occasion.
So you ate it as a kid and you still eat it now?
I don't, not, I like not so much as a kid. We were more of a plain Cheerio household.
Ugh. Yeah,
yep.
Us too.
With
I
fruit.
Did like Life, but the worst part about Life is if you let it sit.
Oh, and it gets soggy.
There are certain cereals you don't do soggy. So, hey, if you got little Mikey at home, audition. You might be seeing your kid on TV today. There you go, getting all funky. And Funky Town from Lip Sync 1980. Played that song every 45 minutes on the radio for about 6 months back in 1980. When I worked for a hot hit station. Wow. Hey, late night TV last night with Seth.
After facing additional charges stemming from her role in the recent college admissions cheating scandal, actress Lori Loughlin has reportedly reached out to Lindsay Lohan's former crisis manager for help. Said the crisis manager, "Are you sure? I am not good at it."
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Five brand new movies this weekend.
Five?
This is a big weekend, yes.
Wow.
I don't know that any of these are really going to be massive hits, but there's five movies opening.
Keep you busy.
You keep me very busy. Starting off with Hellboy, caught between the worlds of the supernatural and the human, Hellboy battles an ancient sorceress bent on revenge. This is a new take. You remember Guillermo del Toro made the other Hellboy movies with Ron Perlman. This is like a reboot of the series. David Harbour is now playing Hellboy.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It looks kind of exciting.
I like that character. I'm going to check it out today.
So
whether it can match del Toro's movies, I don't know, but we'll see.
All right.
We've also got Little. A woman is transformed into a younger version of herself at a point in her life when the pressures of adulthood become too much to bear. Kind of like Big in reverse.
Yeah.
The kid becomes big. In this movie, the woman becomes little. That one stars Regina Hall. We've also got Missing Link. An adventurer helps a legendary creature find his relatives. This is from Laika, the people who brought us Kubo and the Two Strings and Coraline and so many great stop-motion animated films. Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman and Zach Galifianakis doing the voices in this one. Now, this one right here is really interesting.
Okay.
It's called After. A young woman falls for a guy with a dark secret, and then two embark on a rocky relationship. This began life as Harry Styles fan fiction. Yes, this woman wrote Harry Styles fan fiction, a chapter at a time, and put it online. It got purchased and made into a book, and now they've turned it into a movie.
Oh, my God. It's like 50 Shades of Grey, how that started as weird Twilight fan fiction with Edward and Bella.
Yeah. Yeah, it's same exact thing, except in this case, it's Harry Styles rather than...
Harry Styles.
Why do we need fan fiction?
I don't know.
Tom, you would be surprised the amount of fan fiction that is on the internet.
Well, if this can get made, then I'm hoping my fan fiction about Flo from Progressive can someday get turned into a book. Because
right.
I'm sitting on a ton of that.
Okay.
It's a gold mine.
Good. Yeah. She's a hot item, Mike. She is.
There's a lot of untold depth to her story, I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right.
And finally, we've got Mia and the White Lion. A young girl from London moves to Africa with her parents, where she befriends a lion cub. Yes.
What are we coming back to review?
The movie I know Laura cannot wait to see, Pet Sematary.
We'll see you before 8.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence,
in a long time. And that yet another song from my first round here at 94KX.
That song is so weird.
Years ago.
And I love it.
We're the first radio station to play that song back in the early 90s. And people were actually calling in saying, what is the story with that? Like, what is that song about?
Yeah.
And why is he singing so drone? And we're like, I don't know. We just play him. We don't write him. We just play him. Good to hear that. Any celebrity birthdays today? Because Matt's busy out of the room. This may be a chance for Laura to sing all by herself.
Oh, sweet.
And I don't see anything.
Ugh.
Down the line. Nope, 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 nope. Vince Gill. Like, there's a bunch of country people. I don't know.
Isn't Vince Gill married to Amy Grant?
Married to somebody.
He's married to Amy Grant. Business. I'm pretty sure.
Herbie Hancock is 79 today. Great jazz dude who did that instrumental in the 80s, Rocket.
Yes.
But you can't sing that.
Wow.
So there you have it. We'll just go on with our local celebrities and what we call Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Mike Pagan from Sealands Grove. He's 54 today.
A very happy birthday to Amanda Lebo from Coltmont. She's 35.
Melinda Heimbach from Sealands Grove is 46 today.
Amy Ladd is 36.
Nancy Lipko is 77.
Christine Guerra from Milton is 47.
Happy birthday to Neil Wagner from Trevorton. He's 41 today.
James Pompeo from Coal Township is 41.
Chris Elkert from Sealands Grove is 46.
John Batt from Sunbury is 67.
On the text club, Olivia Bellevue is in 8th grade at Mount Carmel. She's 14 today. Happy birthday,
Olivia. Kara Rothermel is 47 today.
And just called in minutes ago, and we do Birthday Buddies a little later on Flashback Friday. Sarah Lehow from Millville is 11 years old. She's probably on the way to school right now.
Caleb Wirtz from Sunbury today is 15. That was messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us like Caleb's friend Katie did on the 94KX Facebook page. You can call us 1-800-326-94KX or text us at 49330. Mm-hmm. Each and every weekday morning, it's Birthday Buddy.
Crash Test Dummies
on 94KX.
94KX, who's this?
This is Nina.
Hi, Nina, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lewisburg. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing okay.
We're doing
how are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. I'm at the dentist right now with my son, but otherwise we're doing really good.
Okay. Well, tell him that, everything's going to be all right, and maybe you could take him to a show tomorrow night.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding? I have never won anything from you guys, and I've tried like my whole life. Oh my God.
Well, you have a pair of tickets to see Dreamer Circus at the Weiss Center at Bucknell tomorrow. It's a really cool folk, rock, Nordic group. I'm calling them the Awesome Vikings.
The Awesome Vikings.
I know.
She's actually renamed the band. Yeah.
You're renaming the band.
I am. The Awesome Vikings.
Well, hey.
I like that, too.
Good luck at the dentist, and tell everybody who just made you a winner for the first time in your whole life.
Oh, my God, 94KX, you guys have a great, great day.
Get your ticket and your popcorn. See what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Good movie, by the way. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In Pet Sematary, Jason Clark moves his family to rural Maine. Way out in the woods, just off their property, is this weird, creepy, ancient burial ground. When the family's cat dies, friendly neighbor John Lithgow helps Clark bury the cat in that creepy burial ground. Next day, Kitty comes back, a whole lot meaner than before.
Oh.
And you thought cat scratch fever was bad. Then something else happens that I'm not going to spoil, but you probably know what it is if you've read Stephen King's novel, mm-hmm. or seen the 1989 movie adaptation, mm-hmm. or just watched the trailer for this movie, which pretty much gives the whole thing away. Now, Pet Sematary has a kind of a difficult task here because the movie is fundamentally about grief. And if you go into that subject too much, you end up with a really depressing movie that nobody yes. has fun with.
Mm-hmm.
The film avoids that problem by addressing it just enough to unnerve you and then focusing on a series of twists and turns that will keep you on the edge of your seat.
Mm.
Or maybe jumping right out of it.
Oh, boy.
A sense of danger, doom, and dread pervades the entire movie from start to finish. The burial ground is creepy, the cat is creepy, and the performance from one young actress may give you nightmares.
Uh-oh.
Everything
Sign
about
me
this
up.
Movie is unsettling.
Great!
Now, when a horror movie makes you feel like you need to go lie down for a while after you've seen it, you know it's done a really good job. Pet Sematary made me feel like I needed to go lie down for a while.
Oh, boy.
But do you sleep when you lie down?
No.
Okay,
no,
here's the thing. Movie Mike loves horror films.
And
he needed to lie down, and he was creeped out. We'll never see this movie, ever. Ever.
It's very creepy, yes. Especially if, like me, you're the parent of young children, that's all I'll say.
Okay. No.
On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 rainbow bridges.
Oh, boy.
I'm disturbed just listening to the movie.
I was disturbed by the first one. I never wanted to read the book. I will not be seeing this film.
All right. Mike, on the other hand, will be seeing 5 films this weekend.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah, a lot of movies coming out, and I'm going to be quite busy this weekend.
Hey,
rain
a little bit later on today. Today would probably be a good day to see a movie. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful, though, so get outside.
There you go.
Tomorrow's going to be beautiful.
We'll see you Monday, Mike. Have a good weekend.
See you then.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UPMC Susquehanna.
Friday with Earth, Wind, and Fire, dancing to the Boogie Wonderland. Flashing back to last night with some late night TV, speaking of music.
Weekend one of what they call the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. And yet this festival has been sold out for months. Even Felicity Huffman couldn't get her kids into this.
It's Flashback Friday.
We're sending you back.
Friday, Tom and Laura in the morning. There you go, Bob. He just wants to bang on his drum all day. There you have it.
Thank you for calling in this morning, Bob. Our friend Bob.
Lots of great requests.
Yes.
On a Flashback Friday, let me run down the top 10 greatest inventions of all time.
Ooh, is the Slinky on there?
Maybe the Slinky.
I don't know.
You mean the fun and magical toy?
Yes.
For every girl and a boy? Anyway.
Slinky, okay. Slinky. Sorry.
Maybe not the best inventions, but the ones that have changed our lives as far as modern conveniences.
Okay, so
2,000 people were surveyed.
The wireless telephone.
Number one was the washing machine.
Oh, yes.
Could you ever think about what it would be like without a washing machine?
I've experienced that. I've been to the jungle of Costa Rica, and I've been to Nepal.
So you beat your clothing on a rock in a river.
Pretty much. I used biodegradable, environmentally friendly laundry detergent in tiny little dehydrated sheets.
Oh, brother.
I can't make that up.
No, you can't, because I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Number two, refrigerators. Think about that. Back in the old ice box days, we actually had a metal box with a chunk of ice in it.
Would have your ice delivered.
Yes. My Uncle Tom.
Or you had, what was it, a cellar? A cold storage cellar?
Yes, cold storage cellars. Some people still have them in the coal region. That's where they hang their soupies.
Yes.
Number three is the smartphone. Number four is online banking.
What?
Nobody wants to go to the bank anymore, I guess. Number five is the laptop. More important than online banking is...
Okay.
Number six, the wireless internet.
Sure.
Sure it is. Number seven, the microwave oven.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, dishwashers.
Yes.
How about news guy Matt talking about having a dishwasher now in his new house?
He's, I know, right?
So excited. Number nine, GPS.
Oh, that is revolutionary.
It is.
Because I remember printing out directions from MapQuest.
Yes. And number 10, the Keurig coffee maker.
No.
I love my Keurig. Mm-mm. You don't approve of them?
I hate them.
Because they cause waste?
They cause a ton of environmental waste. Like, even the dude who invented the Keurig is like, I should not have invented the Keurig.
Oh, get out of here.
Just use less water. And less grounds in a traditional coffee maker.
My little plastic cup isn't going to ruin the earth. Okay?
Yes, it is.
My little K cup is going in the garbage.
Again, I already know your Christmas present. It's one of the reusable, refillable Keurig coffee things. So then you just buy normal coffee and you don't need to have 1,000 different plastic things. This is one of my soapbox items. I hate the Keurig. I hate it.
Thank goodness you don't have a baby. You wouldn't know what to put on it. Diapers are filling up the... Disposable diapers.
I had cloth diapers as a little baby, and I would use them.
And there it is.
If I had a kid, cloth diapers, I would find a service. Seriously.
We'll see about that.
The Ozman.
It's back Friday. The boys of summer. It might be summer by the time Chris Davis gets a hit. Going to the tote board, Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles is now 0-53.
Oh, man, this poor dude.
And he's hitting the ball really well. The only problem is people are catching it. It's not like he's striking out.
I feel bad for him, though. 0-52.
He now owns the major league record for the longest hitless streak without being a pitcher.
Oh, my goodness.
Because pitchers never hit.
Yeah.
They're terrible. That's why we have the designated hitter in the American League.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, hit the phone lines right now if you want to go see Dreamer's Circus at the Y Center.
Call 1-800-326-94KX. Call now. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We're calling them the Awesome Vikings, and we'll take caller number one right now if you want to go see that show at Bucknell University at the Y Center. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX and another Flashback Friday in the books. Thank you so much for all your requests. A lot of fun today. Lots of different kinds of music.
Yes.
We like to mix it up.
We do. I loved all the requests from Motley Crue to a little Funky Town. It's good. It's always good on a Flashback Friday.
Crossing the decades. Keep in mind, though, when you guys call in for some real obscure stuff, we really can't do that. And really, really, really old songs. Like today, we got a text for Frank Sinatra's My Way. Absolutely love that song.
Me too.
But it just doesn't belong in a Flashback Friday.
Yeah,
I mean, Elvis, too, is requested.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, once in a while we can, like, sneak one of those in. But
we can't go back real, real far.
No, we kind of have to keep it to the late 70s, 80s, and 90s.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, have a good weekend. Sean Carey is on the way next. Sunday, 150 families will be doing our annual Easter egg hunt with all three of our FMs. And we just want to remind you guys, it's rain or shine, right?
It's rain or shine. Lots of people have been emailing me, texting, giving a couple of phone calls, which is amazing. If you have questions, no problem. If you're a qualifier who qualified here on 94KX or on our sister stations, Eagle 107 or 100.9 The Valley, that's awesome. Ask away if you have questions. But I just want to throw it out there, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, because we do have a chance of scattered showers here and there.
We do.
It is going to rain on Sunday. We just don't know when.
We don't know when. We don't know how much. Mm-hmm. So I say, if you are a qualifying family, you have your kiddo all registered, you got your stuff in the mail, amazing, good stuff, grab a poncho.
Grab a poncho and an umbrella and a raincoat.
I'm going to post it up on social media, too.
Okay.
I'll put our little Easter egg hunt graphic, but I'll just say, attention qualifiers, it's rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Sean Carey is next. Have a good weekend.
Here's the deal. Toddlers are expensive.